MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone is joining us. And Andy, welcome. Good to have you.
Happy to be here, Bill, but it's really a sad day in Red Sox Nation. The official trade sending Mookie Betts away is official.
All right, so Mookie Betts and David Price are leaving, and so I think we know what we're losing to some extent, but what are we getting in return in this deal?
Well, besides losing two players in Betts and Price that could obviously help any team at any time, Red Sox also having to give up a lot of cash to pay off a portion of Price's contract. But in return, Red Sox get outfielder Alex Verdugo, shortstop prospect Jeter Downs. Yes, he's named after Derek Jeter. And catcher Connor Wong. So starting with Verdugo, he plays all three outfield positions in 106 games. Last season, Verdugo for the Dodgers hit .294, hit 12 home runs. He did miss the last 2 months of the season with a back injury. And the word is he may miss the start of the regular season this year on the injured list. Downs and Wong both split time last season between single and double A. So two decent prospects supposedly coming back in the deal with Verdugo. Obviously, you know, you're not going to just replace a Mookie Betts-type talent or even a David Price when he's on par. But at least the Red Sox get something, because obviously the word on the street is that he was going to walk away in free agency anyways. So we'll have to see this all plays out, but it's going to be a different look to the Red Sox in 2020, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I saw Verdugo left-handed bat, but Downs and Wong, are they going to be playing on the big club, or will they be minor leaguers this year?
No, I don't think you'll see them this year at all. I suppose both of them will probably start the season in Double A with the Portland Sea Dogs, would be my guess.
Gotcha. All right. So also, the Sox did avoid salary arbitration with Andrew Benintendi.
Yes, they did, and they signed him to a two-year deal worth $10 million. So hopefully Benintendi rebounds from an offseason last year and picks up some of the slack from losing the offense of Mookie Betts.
Cannot believe it's February 10th, and that means we're just days away from pitchers and catchers. And what other dates should we keep an eye on?
Well, February 12th, as you just mentioned, that's the big day. It is Wednesday when pitchers and catchers report to Fort Myers. February 17th, the first full squad workout in Fort Myers. February 21st, Red Sox have their first spring training game. They play Northeastern. Then March 26th, the earliest opening day in Major League Baseball history across the board. Red Sox open the season up in Toronto. The home opener, April 2nd at Fenway against the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now what else do we have with the Red Sox organizational news?
Well, the word is that the cost of building Polar Park in Worcester for the Worcester Red Sox has increased by $9.4 million. The team will begin playing in Worcester in 2020. And don't forget our old friend, Rusney Castillo. He will stay in Pawtucket this year. He decided not to opt out of his contract, and he's going to be paid $13.5 million in the final year of his contract, which was a seven-year, $72.5 million deal with the Red Sox. Castillo last played for the Sox in 2016. In 99 games for the Red Sox between 2014 and 2016, Castillo batted .262, 7 home runs, 35 RBIs. Castillo stole a lot of money from the Red Sox, that is for sure.
So the idea here, Andy, is that no one else wants him in the major leagues, I'm guessing, right? And the Red Sox, and if he doesn't play somewhere for the organization, he will not get $13.5 million.
Well, the contract is guaranteed, so, you know, he'll get the money. That's not the problem at hand. The problem is, if the Red Sox call him onto the 40-man roster, that goes against their luxury tax.
Oh, okay.
And that's a hefty sum to be throwing at a guy that who knows really what he is. Is he really even a backup outfielder at this point? I mean, you could say, oh, you're losing Mookie Betts. Maybe he could be part of the void to bring him in. But no, they're not going to spend the $13.5 million to put them on the roster. Red Sox obviously could cut him loose. They still have to pay him the $13.5 million, and he could, you know, reemerge with another team and just get paid the major league minimum. But I don't know if the Red Sox are going to do that. I think they figured, well, we've been paying this guy so long, we're just going to keep him here and hopefully not see him go somewhere else under our dollars and watch him shine. If he does that next year going forward, good luck to him. But yeah, the Rusney Castillo era in Red Sox history is definitely a bizarre one.
Oh, man. You know, but big picture-wise, you know, what an economy when you can go just spend your summer in Pawtucket and get $13.5 million.
Well, sign me up for that every day of the week, Bill, and twice on Sundays, and we'll be good to go.
Maybe you can shoot out to the Cape some mornings or sometime or other for the beaches. But, okay.
Call in sick a few days.
Exactly right. Why not? Hey, what else is happening with Major League Baseball as we wrap up here?
Well, a couple of notes to let everyone know about Pete Rose. Remember him? He asked for reinstatement to Major League Baseball last week after the latest cheating scandal involving the Astros and Red Sox. So Rob Manfred will even look into this reinstatement at this time. But, you know, Pete has been out of baseball basically for 30 years at this point. He's trying to get back in some way and hopefully be put into the Hall of Fame before his time around here is no longer. But we'll see what happens there. I don't see it happening, but he's given another try. San Francisco Giants have hired Alyssa Nakin to be the assistant coach, making her the first woman to be a coach on a major league team. Then some former Red Sox players signing some minor league deals recently. Infielder Eduardo Rodriguez signed a minor league deal with the Mets, and our good old friend Pablo Sandoval, he signed a minor league deal to stay with the San Francisco Giants.
All right, okay. And Andy, anything new on the robot umpires you talked about a few weeks ago?
Well, yeah, MLB has announced the league will experiment with the robo-umps behind home plate during some spring training games. I don't know which ones are going to be right now, they haven't said, but they will sprinkle it in throughout the exhibition season. So we'll see what kind of review that gets this year.
Click on, you're thrown out of here. You're out of here. All right, whatever. Robo-umps. All right, Andy, good talking. Anything else you want to share with us on the Red Sox deal or manager situation?
Well, again, the one little final note, I mean, they finally get the Betts and Price deal situated. Now the question is going to be the ruling from Major League Baseball and what kind of penalties the Red Sox may receive with the cheating scandal and Alex Cora, see if the Red Sox had anything going on in 2018. And then once that gets settled, the dust settles from that one, and I think the Red Sox will finally name a manager, the leader in the clubhouse right now. Seems to be Ron Renicki, the bench coach, which leads me to believe that the Red Sox may have gotten word down the pipeline that the punishment for any sign stealing will be light, and that Renicki had no involvement in that. So, which could even take it a step further and say, well, if that's the case, and Cora gets off kind of scot-free with all this with the Red Sox, maybe Cora has a year suspension like the Astros manager did. Then after that suspension with Ron Renicki keeping the seat warm, does Alex Cora come back to manage the Red Sox in 2021?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Hey, you know, one other thing, Andy. I'm just thinking here, you know, when was the last time the Red Sox organization gave up so much in a trade? You know, Mookie Betts, David Price, I mean, so they've contributed so much to the team and to championships.
Well, I guess the only thing you kind of compare it to is you go back to the trade, the Red Sox setting, Alex Gonzalez, Adrian Gonzalez, excuse me, and the pitcher Josh Beckett to the Dodgers, kind of a salary dump back a few years ago. And, you know, they got a couple players in return, nothing really big at the time. But, you know, you kind of look at this is a salary dump when you basically put it on paper. And but the trade of talent like Mookie and Betts, because, you know, he was once a really good pitcher, no doubt about it. Definitely something the Red Sox have not done before.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think this is big. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and have a great week.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Yep. Andy Carbone with us, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, and I'm Bill Newman.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conan Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.